Support for WSIU's In the Author's Voice is provided in part by listeners like you. To make your donation, log on to WSIU.org or call 800-745-9748. Thank you.
You know, the thing that I really hit on when I was going through the book is that it's really not a how-to book so much as a, well, how to survive, maybe. And what really inspired you to write this?
I would say it's been my own experiences over 10 years of working in the music industry, working with artists that maybe weren't an A-list type artist, weren't national names, and seeing how they were treated in different situations, and how if you're not way up on the charts, how you're not always invited to things and don't always get the same opportunities. And so seeing that happen, not only to artists, but also to people on the business side of things like myself, over years of that, I really just like, you know, I want to just challenge people to think differently and try to behave a little bit differently, even in the entertainment industry. There's no reason that we can't all try to be nice to each other and be a little more respectful of one another.
You always hear from people that the music industry is cutthroat. You need to toughen your skin. You need to be ready for rejection. Is that something that you agree with? And is that the culture that you're kind of trying to change?
That I do agree with that. I think that's absolutely how it works. I don't think that's going to change. What I want to challenge people on is to respond differently within that. It is a very cutthroat sort of thing. You're dealing with people that are famous or in the spotlight or up on the stage or whatever. It's going to be tough. There are going to be hurt feelings, and someone's going to, not everyone can make it. So there lies the situation where a lot of people are not going to be happy with how things turned out. We all hopefully have some sort of a dream, and very few actually make it on especially within the music industry, to be successful to the point where, you know, like that, it plays out like they want. So what I'm hoping is that in that, people could respond differently and just not go off the rails and whatever it is, the stereotypical behaviors that you always hear about.
Sure. You talk to just some real legends, both within the music industry and kind of in tangential areas as well. What do you think people can learn from that industry, which has evolved so much over the last several years?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting to look at so many different people. And to the youngest person in my book is 22 years old. The oldest is 90. When you're looking at that vast of a just a time experience factor, where Brenda Lee talks in my book about being like 7, 8 years old and riding the Greyhound bus from Georgia to Springfield, Missouri every weekend to go be on TV up in Springfield, Missouri. You know, and then you have all the new technology coming in and just how it's affected, you know, with Napster, the whole digital age of the industry. It's amazing to think how much has changed. And as Brenda Lee talked about, there were no creature comforts back at her early career. And so often the assumption is that artists are just, you know, living perfect lives and have no worries or no problems. And that's certainly not the case. So anyway, with the broad spectrum of people that I'm trying to put forth, I really want to say, you know, there is a lot to learn from a lot of different people in a lot of different ways.
You grew up here in this region, in El Dorado. Were you prepared for what you needed when you got to Nashville?
I would say my small town upbringing had a lot to do with my heart and how I approach my day-to-day in the music industry. I was just talking to some friends just now at breakfast about, I grew up in a town with one stoplight, literally, and at the same time, I knew I always wanted to live in a city, and there's nowhere else I want to live but a city, whether it's Nashville or whatever. I think I had a tremendous part of preparing me for what I do now. It is hard to believe, and I have people a lot of times ask me about that. Personally, I just never knew any different. I always knew this is what I wanted to do. My brother's the same way. We both grew up in the same town. He spent 7 years in L.A. He lives in Nashville now here. And we both just never blink an eye at it.
A lot of people I talk to say that given how the music industry has changed, you don't have to go to L.A. anymore to be that major, well, that major radio star, which that has changed as well. And that Nashville is just a really exploding music scene again. Do you see the same sorts of things?
Yes, yes. Nashville is a tremendous place for all sorts of music. Certainly, country music is number one here, and will always be, I'm certain of that. But there's plenty happening in Nashville. I love it here. Like I said, I've been here for about 10 years now, and it'd be fun to live in New York or L.A. for a time, but I never had that opportunity, and I'm doing just fine here in Nashville, and I don't see any reason to leave. So people that are interested in trying to become a part of it, Nashville is a great place to at least start, and hopefully you could stay here your entire career. And, you know, Jack White, the Black Keys, there are so many people that are here in Nashville. They live in Nashville, and they're proud to call it home.
What do you suggest to someone who is wanting to get into the industry? Do they need to go to Nashville or Detroit or LA to really, you know, cut that first record? Or are we talking about, you know, demo tapes put together in the basement?
You know, I think being in a place like those music cities is definitely an important step in the right direction. There's something about being around the types of people who get what you're trying to do or can support you in different ways that really will, I think, have a tremendous impact on your opportunities that may come up in the future. Now, you could certainly do very well as a regional, quote-unquote, star, and you could record your own demo on pretty much any computer at this point in time. But as far as really taking it to the next level, there is something very powerful about being around like-minded people in L.A. or New York or Nashville that really pays off for you down the road.
Getting back to some of the things that you were really hoping to highlight here in the book, how important is humility when you're coming up through the ranks, or even if you're, say, already kind of at a mid-level and you want to break into the music industry?
Humility is, man, often a word or an expression that you don't see a lot of. I know that I started off as a Belmont University graduate. I was very arrogant just into my first and second internships. My second internship became my first job. And I know, and I can look back and see that I was very arrogant, relatively speaking, and it didn't help me at all. I can remember just having conversations with people or how I would treat people, and I really regret a lot of the things that I did. So humility, to me, is just something that people need to at least keep in mind. It's not always the easiest thing, whatever the situation, to be humble, but at least try. At least make an attempt at it. It will pay off for you if you are treating people in a little bit more of a respectful manner.
Sure, absolutely. Now, you're doing a book signing closer to home here just in the next couple of weeks. Can you give us an update on that?
I am, and I'm very excited about that. It'll be at the El Dorado Memorial Public Library on Saturday, June 2nd from 2 to 4. The book will be available there on site for purchase, and I'm very excited to have the opportunity to come back to my hometown and visit, hopefully, with a lot of people that are just the dearest friends in the world to me, whether it's friends, family, whatever. That opportunity means a lot. To have been able to go to Nashville, actually have a job in the music industry for 10 years now, and be able to do this book, it's an exciting thing. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to being in El Dorado for that.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Oh, I think I'm good. I really appreciate it. These are some great questions.
Not a problem. I thank you for taking the time.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.